Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
This is called The Leftovers. We haven't done one of these for a while.
No.
Because we just got bored.
We just got away with it, really, because we got very busy after the show and it was hard to get all five of us in the room together.
So run us through what The Leftovers are.
Mm. Pretty much this. We just talk shit for an hour.
Well, you know, we pitch a whole lot of stuff to you in the morning and not all of it makes it to air, maybe because it's not good enough, but maybe because it's a little adulty in its content.
Okay.
And because this can go onto the podcast, we can be a little bit freer.
So we can swear and things.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't push the boat out too far, but we should in case. One's going to get beeped. No, that one definitely got beeped.
A little bit too far.
Can we get away with an S and a D?
Of course you can.
Yes. Yeah. What's an S?
Shit.
And what's a D?
Dragon.
Dick.
Right. Dick.
I don't. Off the back of that, now I don't want to introduce you because I was going to say.
So shit and dick's fine, but. Not.
No, this is all going to get cut now.
Yeah.
You've taken it too far.
Them out.
Listening to this, the podcast has just begun.
Yeah, because before I even get an chance to introduce them, they're being cut from the show. Producer Rami and producer Kerrod.
They're being from the show.
All right. This is.
Oh, come on, Kim. Lighten up.
Okay, cool. We'll
you try it. Say a word.
No, you're good. We'll see how light it is when the boss hears this back.
Yeah.
D for dragon.
Yes.
They're best as well.
Yeah.
The whole team's here. Producer Rami, producer Kerrod.
Hello.
You guys can talk about the stuff that we pitched today that was either so awful it didn't make it to air or it was great. We just simply didn't have the time.
Mm. Well, Kerrod and I went through everything you guys pitched this week and we chose four of the shittiest things you guys have pitched.
Okay.
Which did not make it to air. That's why I label it shitty.
Okay. Let's be clear. And that's from any time in the week?
From the week.
Oh, okay.
Now.
So we're going to try and polish one of those turds.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to say something. So. Do you want to say it? Should I say it or should you?
All four stories that we're doing for today's leftovers are from Pete.
That was not intentional.
It was not intentional.
It kind of feels that way. I feel a little attacked.
Went through, we didn't do that one. Oh, no wonder we didn't do that one. Uh-huh. And then I made a list and I was like, oh my God, they're all Pete's.
What we call a content machine.
He comes with
so many ideas.
He gives us so much stuff.
A lot of them.
Sometimes it is quantity over quality. Yeah. You know, sometimes you need someone to just keep bringing in stuff.
He's getting a quota.
Yeah.
My
thing is that, if I just throw a heap of shit at you guys that I've sort of found on my way into work in the morning.
Sometimes it sticks.
Mm. And then you'll think that I've done great work all the time.
I the bottom of my foot.
Like they're being hard on you.
A big poo, Rami.
Are you saying the only preparation you do is in the car on the way into work, Pete?
No.
Is there another way?
Pete, I believe in you. And this right now, moving forward, is your opportunity to show Rami and Kerrod how great these pieces of content could have been had they given them the opportunity to put it to air.
Yeah. Watch me fail.
Should we do like the headline situation where I read what I wrote of the line you gave us and then you tell us one of them?
Well, this will be good because I've often felt that you're not listening when we pitch. So I'm very interested to hear whether or not you've taken down anything accurate. So I'm going to pull my notes out.
Just so for clarity, we'll draw back the curtains. What happens in the morning is Pete, Matt and Kimber will bring us their kind of stories from overnight and then myself and Kerrod will listen to them and me particularly will sit there on an Excel spreadsheet and write them in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like and then a headline. You put the show together based on what you think has the best flow.
So while you are guys talking, I'm often head down keyboard because I can't type without looking at the keyboard, typing away. So I'm listening.
Well, before we break up the band on the first podcast.
Rami really is the Yoko of this group.
Why don't you give us these headlines and we will decide which one we think should be padded out.
All right. Yeah. Pete, social running club for mates.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
hang on, wait. We got to hear the other headlines.
Sorry. Yeah.
Nerdy moment for Pete last night.
Well, that's standard.
I know that one.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Did you say that? Do you want to say the third one?
How did your boobs steal the show?
Okay.
We thought that one was probably, and we'll go into that a little bit later, but we thought that one was probably not right there.
Well, no, but if the fourth one's not a lot better than that, that's the one I want to hear.
I just feel like Pete was horny. I just want to talk about boobs for the morning. And the last one is
pets with mullets.
Pets with mullets.
Oh, okay. Now,
and you were big on this one. You were big on this one.
Yeah. But you didn't sell it to us.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I think.
Now let me explain why. Go back to the first one.
Social running club for mates.
Okay, so social running club for mates.
Oh, sorry. Dozed off.
Do you want to hear it or not?
Yeah, go on.
All right. There are a lot of people out there that are feeling quite anxious and full of anxiety at the moment, and a lot of them are actually quite lonely to a degree as well. And I found this and I thought, you know what? What a great opportunity for a show that is the beating heart of Perth and is the show with heart, as we've often discussed, to be able to talk about something that I found where it's all about getting a few guys together and being able to put them in a situation where they can talk to each other. I just felt that maybe we could talk about that because I found it and there might be some people out there who might need something like that.
I think it's beautiful and it should have gone to air.
Thank you. I
think it's beautiful, but are you trying to guilt trip us this early into the piece?
No, absolutely not. I'm telling you my reasons why. Give me the next one. Come on.
Let me clarify why I didn't put on the show, though. Where's the groundbreaking thing, though? Because don't people already do that?
Not everybody.
I mean, it's a thing. Like, people get in their Lycra on a Saturday morning and ride bicycles together.
Just a reminder that there are people out there to connect with if you need to.
Okay. Because you might have woken up this morning not the Lycra person. You're just one of us and you've gone, but I'm just not feeling myself today.
So that's one for Pete and nil to Rami.
Oh, God. Wait, why is it me against Rami against Pete?
You're the executive producer who made the decisions.
The
second
one is... nerdy moment for Pete last night, which is every night.
Yeah, no.
Nerd out too much because this will be on a time limit.
No, so I was going to... Now, one of the fascinating things with our show is that we're actually three different people across three different generations. And I think some of the things... Like, so I'm sort of mid-30s. Kim is around sort of a little bit older. And then Matt's a little bit older than that, as you know. But definitely not old.
Who's that talking? Right. Young fellas. Strange things about me again.
And give him a digestive.
Considering that
thank you, Matt. But see, what people didn't see then was Matt gummying a digestive biscuit with no teeth.
I went to NIDA.
Now, I feel like our target demographic is 39 to 54-year-old female. So we have a broad cross-section. But also, when I talk about this stuff, I think the thing that people find fascinating, particularly from the older end of the demo, is, holy shit, this stuff exists. And I actually find it really fascinating listening to the reaction from these guys when it is that I do nerd out and discuss with them some of the things that youth are getting involved in these days. So that was that. Mm-hmm. All right. And that was my reasoning behind that.
All of these so far are good ideas to pitch to the show, really. Yeah.
All right, hit me with another one, Rami.
Oh, we know what's coming
next.
But
where was the content? We didn't hear it.
The third one.
I'm not going to tell you the content. You want the content? Put it on the show.
All right.
The third one is the boob one that we've all been waiting for.
Yeah. It's where the heartbeat of Perth.
Yes.
Not the breasts of Perth.
No, and it is the breast story that I pitched this week.
How did your boob sell the show? How do you boob sell the show?
Right, now we are, as mentioned, 39 to 54-year-old female. And we tend to talk about a woman by the name of Sarah or Jessica, right? Now, Sarah or Jessica is probably about bullseye, about 40 years old. She also probably has a couple of kids. And she's definitely on social
media. Definitely
has a couple of breasts. And she's definitely on social media. And as a bloke whose wife is in amongst all this stuff, I know that she would find a story about a woman being picked apart by trolls for putting a photo up that showed a little bit of cleavage with regards to her kid blowing out candles on a cake. The trolls picked it apart. I know that they would find it actually quite interesting.
That's a good story.
Right. It's a really good story. So what I wanted to do, though, is I wanted to take the lighthearted version of it and go, how did your boobs steal the show? Because we also have a really amazing mix fam who just love to have a laugh at themselves when things like that happen to them.
So you were hoping for stories of, like, boobs falling out or boobs just being,
wardrobe malfunctions.
Fair
enough.
Boobs doing boob things. We can all have a laugh.
I have constantly erect nipples.
Well, actually, I don't know that Rami would know this.
They are always erect.
Matt's nipples are very hard and they're like little cat nipples.
Do you want to feel that, Rami?
Oh, my God. Can I?
Yeah.
Come here.
Go on. He's.
Can I just tell you, these are probably my main erogenous zone as well.
So just be careful. Just gentle and not for too long because it'll make us awkward.
Oh, my God. They're not always that hard, are they? Oh.
Yes. Stop.
No, they are. They are always that hard. So they you know, some lucky men, you know, walk around town with people's eyes going to their package.
Yeah.
But for me, it's nipples.
I feel like it goes without saying that Matt's boobs just stole the show.
They really did.
Yeah.
So well, it's a, you know, great
that
opportunity.
Is meta.
That was a good topic.
All right, hit me with the last one, mate, and I'll roll it in glitter for you.
Pets with mullets.
Pets with mullets.
I will say, you did pitch another mullet thing a little bit earlier this month, which was Dunlop Volleys with mullets as well.
Yeah, and we spoke about that. It was a great break.
Yeah.
Now, pets with mullets.
Since you asked.
Shut your mouth. Pets with mullets. Our mixed fam love their pets. Mm-hmm. They love talking about their pets. And so what I wanted to hear from was that they're pets with mullets. And I wanted to have a good laugh about the sort of things that they do with their pets. Because our mixed fam love their pets more than any other radio fam in Perth, I feel. Mm-hmm. And they love talking about their pets. And the other thing is I have great confidence in this show as a group of five people collectively, but in particular three incredibly extraordinary talents that sit on this side of the glass. When it comes to being able to grab something that sounds incredibly mundane and being able to turn it into absolute magic for our mixed fam. And I think that that is certainly one that could have happened like that.
So what were you expecting with this Pets with Mullet story? People calling up, telling us about their dogs having
weird
a
haircuts.
Weird haircuts.
Or,
I mean, really, no fucking really idea, to be honest. I didn't think about the callers on that side of things. But I know that, you know, they deliver, especially when you drop $1,000 worth of free fuel to get into the draw for.
But you can't really rely on that, can you? That's
can,
a big
thing.
Well, turns out you can. Those phones are running bloody hot for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I mean, I feel like I love the idea of that one, but now that, you know, I think Rami and Kerrod made the right call.
No. Do you remember when we did?
On all of them.
You remember when we did Where Did You See the Cow?
Yes.
Now, that was good fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. You elaborate?
It was before your time. Otherwise, it wouldn't have made it to air, clearly, because you have no vision.
Okay. What was that about?
What?
Oh, hey,
Do you two need to hug before we wrap this?
I think we need a fuck. Sorry, that's or another podcast.
Touch each other's nipples or whatever you
Jesus
do.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, both of you over here.
A little sexual tension on this.
There's one each.
I don't know if we're going to be allowed to come back and do another Leftovers show, guys. So I just want to say it was fun. It was weird.
Can I just
say, 2024.
The way you started every pitch in this podcast so far is how you should come in every morning.
I disagree.
Because every morning you come in. No. Every morning.
That was feedback.
That was feedback. Every morning you come in like this. Oh, hi guys. Mila, I didn't sleep well last night. Pets with mullets. And, that's you every morning.
You sound like your pug.
It's you.
Yeah.
Nasally, questionably COVID-y, but not sure.
Okay, all right. Get that feeling. Bye.
And then by 6 a.m. you're good to go.
And in true style, Matt's already taken his phones off and left his podcast.
You know what? I'm with him.